Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good.
Auntie Mama will not be joining us this week, but that's okay. We will get back to the predictions next week. But for now, since it's been a while, and we have made it pretty obvious that we're Panthers fans, so today we're going to focus on the Panthers a little bit more since we ain't really talked about them since December. So first thing, today, a lot of news has been going around about DeAndre Hopkins. The Panthers and the Browns are the two teams that are in talks to get him. Honestly, I think our receiving core is fine. I don't think it's great. Like, a lot of people kept talking. All week I've been hearing a lot of stuff on social media about who has the best receiving core and all that. And a lot of Panthers fans have been upset because the Panthers didn't get put up there on that list. And I'm like, they're right, we don't deserve to be on that list because we have our top three guys at receiver is Adam Thielen, which he is a pretty good receiver, and I'll say you can guarantee at least 800 yards from him, at least this point in his career, but it's no longer guaranteed 1,000 yards, but 800 yards is still pretty good. But he is a number two receiver at best, and he's going to be our number one this year. We have Jonathan Mingo, who was a rookie, which I'm hoping that he does really good. I have a lot of faith in him. But we just don't know yet because he's a rookie. And Terrace Marshall Jr., jury's still out on him. Like, he still has to prove himself. And the only other real receiving threat they have is
DJ Shark.
Forgot about him. I was going to say Hayden Hurst. but, I mean, still, though, that's not a great receiving core. It's okay. Like, I feel like a quarterback can go out and do something with that, but it ain't nothing like what the Bengals got. Like, Joe Burrow has himself three receivers who could be considered top 20 in NFL. Mm. So
that's debatable.
I'll let you get that one, but still got three really good receivers. All three of them, I'll say that, better than every receiver we have. So
you said all three?
Yeah. T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and Jamar Chase.
I disagree, but I'll let you slide with that one. I do believe that our receiving core is better than advertised, but also I'm not saying that they are great. I'm not saying they're not a good They're good. They're a good receiving core from what we had last year. It's because we had DJ, and then we had everybody else. That's how it was. Yeah. So this year we do have a good combination of people, of receivers. But I think D-Hop will be a great addition.
Oh yeah.
I think that even though we don't have a solidified number one receiver, I mean D-Hop can be that number one.
Definitely.
And then with that, you got two sure hands receivers. And if Bryce come and do what he's supposed to do, you putting him in the bread basket. If he's putting the ball in the bread basket, then I'm not expecting them to drop the ball with them two receivers, with Adam Thielen or D-Hop.
I actually think if we do get D-Hop, D-Hop should be number one. Either Terrace Marshall, Jonathan Mingo, or DJ Chark should be number two, and give Adam Thielen the role that Larry Fitzgerald played near the end of his career and let him play slot receiver.
I mean, I agree with that.
He's reliable enough to be that slot receiver.
Yeah, he's reliable enough, but I just won't. Yeah, you do need to mix it up, but I like my nickel with a little more speed. That's why I'm torn. Because I like my nickel. I think Mingo or
on offense, not defense.
Huh?
You said nickel.
I meant my slot. I like my slot to have more speed. So he can open up the field a little better.
If you have Terrace Marshall out there at number two, then he'll be doing that. You'll have a guy on the outside.
Terrace Marshall is going to be. Yeah. We don't know what we're going to get this year.
He is fast, though. So if they have him running deep routes, that opens up the middle of the field for
I'm just being honest with you. Thielen. I'm My ballot is in on Terrence Marshall. I'm ready to see what Minga can do.
I want to see it too.
My ballot is in. I know, no disrespect to you, Terrence, but
I mean, at this point, we don't really have any reason to believe he's going to be good. It's just hopes and prayers.
Yeah, and then we forgot about LaVisca.
Yeah, but I see him more of a backup slot.
Nah, they say they're gonna use him in the same way of as Deebo Samuels and with the.
I'm not a fan of that. I hate it when they give the receiver the ball to run. Like, just throw it to him. Let him run around. I just don't like that type of offense.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but you got to be in the NFL. We playing in now. It's more spread the ball around. So yeah,
I think they should, but I just don't think they should use him that way.
Yeah, I'm saying they can. I think they can use him that way, because if you look how he runs like a running back more so. He's looking for the physicality more than he's looking for a juke or a spin.
But that's why you make him your big man receiver. We use him the same way they use Kelvin Benjamin.
No. Kelvin Benjamin, I can't even believe you spoke his name.
It ain't about being as good as or being as bad as Kelvin Benjamin. It's about just, they used him literally as a big man receiver. Like, once they got down to the end zone, just throw it up to Kelvin Benjamin, hope he catches it. Or
see, I'll take that for
conversion or for short yards.
I'll take that for Terrence.
He ain't that big though.
He's 6'5"?
No.
Yeah.
Terrence Marshall? No. Yeah. He ain't 6'5".
He's 6'5".
Ain't no way. I think he's 6'1".
DJ Chark is I know he's 6'4".
I mean, I'll take that. Terrence Marshall is 6'2".
6'2". I mean, okay.
And LaVisca Chenault 6'1". DJ Chark is 6'3". Jonathan Mingo 6'2". Adam Thielen 6'2". So they're all tall. I mean, I was about to, because I'm 5'8". So, but I mean, ain't none of them no. I mean, Kelvin Benjamin was 6'5". So DJ Chark is the closest to that. But I'd still rather, because of his physicality, I'd rather put LaVisca Chenault in that position.
Let's just say, I want to see. I'm all in on Jonathan Mingo, so I want to see him do all this stuff. So, my vote is him for him to get do the best,
because I want to see him too. So I can't argue with you on that way.
I want to, especially with the departing of DJ.
He's 6'2", 220.
Yeah,
that's a nice size. He could be Musa Muhammad. And
Moose did not disappoint. He didn't disappoint.
Great number two. Uh-huh. And DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, he ain't no Steve Smith.
Hold on. I have to address this. As you said, a good number two. Moose was the man before Steve Smith.
But when Steve Smith was there, Steve Smith became.
They the moved. Man. They talked about this on Cut to It now. They talked about it.
Now, you know Steve Smith is better than Moose. Don't do that.
They both was making the same play.
But Steve Smith was better.
That's why Steve left. I mean, Steve, they talked about it. That's why Moose left and went to the Bears, because every year they kept on bringing people in to try to basically top Moose, and he kept on playing better than the next one. And when him and Smitty got into it, that's why he left. He said he wished they never got into it, because they could have played good together. They could have played good for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they both would have been great together for a very long time, but it don't change the fact that Steve Smith is better than Moose. Now, that ain't saying Moose is bad. That's just saying Steve Smith is on a different level. That's all.
But Steve Smith said he said it.
I don't care what Steve Smith say.
That West's name is better than him.
Of course he gonna say that. That's his friend.
Okay.
I don't care what he say.
Okay, dude. Man.
Didn't he have a bad quarterback take last year? I don't remember exactly what he said, but I know it was something that it didn't turn out to be exactly what we thought it was going to be. I know it wasn't about Baker Mayfield. I know he hated him.
He was right for it. He was rightfully so. I'm right there with you, Steve.
But at the end of the day, I think DeAndre Hopkins and Jonathan Mingo could be similar to what Moose and Steve was. So
okay, I'll give you that. I get it. I would like to have D-Hop. Like, I'm not trying to be an a-hole, but D-Hop, man, is better off coming back to the Carolinas.
Might as well.
Than going up to New England. Or going to, they said, what's the other team? They said Cleveland is in that.
I don't think he should go to Cleveland at all.
I'm be honest with you. He had his best years when he was with Deshaun Watson.
But Deshaun Watson ain't the only good quarterback.
You right.
And the issue is, he downgraded quarterbacks.
You right. So, you right.
I'd rather see him either in Carolina or Buffalo. I kind of wanted him to go to Buffalo because I want Buffalo to be able to... They need another offensive piece down there.
Yeah.
But
I don't want him to go to Buffalo. It's too much turmoil over there right now.
Why you say that?
You know, Sean McDermott.
He just got an extension.
He did.
Him and Brandon Bean.
I know. I'm trying to come and work for y'all, but I, you know, but he don't need to come and
play. They have fun in that cold weather.
Hey, I go work for him, and as long as that bank account looks right.
No, they couldn't pay me enough to work in snow.
I can do it.
I can't.
When I was in Chicago, the snow had hit, but it was cold. At first I was like, it's too cold. Then I got adjusted to it. But yeah, I think D-Hop would be better served here in the Carolinas.
Yeah, see, when I think about him coming to Carolina, I think it'd be similar to 2015 when Jericho Cotchery came.
Yeah.
Now this offense ain't gonna be focused on just one player. Yeah. They can spread the ball because you got, I mean, Hop, Mingo, Thielen, Chark. If Terrace Marshall shows up, you'll have him. Hayden Hurst. I know I'm forgetting somebody. Yeah, LaVisca Chenault. I don't know if Miles Sanders is much of a receiving threat, but...
They said he had 50... The year before last, he had 50 catches out the backfield.
No, then, I mean, that's a lot of options to throw to.
I was watching the show on YouTube, and they said... They were going through the free agents they signed. And they was like, yeah, you have me. How many catches you had at the backfield the other year? He was like 50. So okay. And so they was looking at somebody else. I mean, they was talking about somebody, and they said, what's name got 50? Had 52 catches last year. Hayden Hurst. And they said, it's like, oh yeah. So he's their 50 catch guy. Okay. So. I said to them, 50 catches is a big deal right now. I guess, you know, I guess that means that you got enough experience. You know,
I mean, for a running back, that's pretty good. I kind of want a little bit more from a tight end, though.
50, that's still a lot.
Yeah, but see, I miss Greg Olsen. I want another Greg Olsen type.
Nah, we ain't gonna get a. We possibly can get a 1,000-yard tight end again, but
it ain't even got to be 1,000 yards. At least 800. That's really good compared to what most tight ends do.
Yeah.
Compared to the tight end play we've had since 2018, that's amazing.
Yeah. I will give you that, yeah. We'll go ahead with that one. But I think, yeah, because we've been having, we got Ian Thomas, Tommy Tribble. Neither one of them don't know what they want to do.
I like Tommy Trimble. It's Ian Thomas. That's my problem.
See, and I'm opposite. I like Ian, but I don't like Tommy. Tommy don't know. Tommy, you the first year you was here, you was lighting the boards up. Then you just came and you just next year what? I barely seen you.
See, my thing with Tommy is he's not even supposed to be a receiving threat. He's supposed to be a run blocker. Ian Thomas, he's supposed to be a receiving threat. He sucks at that too. Okay. So I'd rather keep Tommy Trimble, get rid of Ian Thomas. There are other tight ends out on the market to get.
We should have drafted. Who did we draft?
I think it was a tight end from Georgia that I really wanted.
Oh yeah, Darnell Williams. He's
6'5". Who did he go to?
Pittsburgh.
I hope Kenny Pickett loved him just as much as we would have.
Another tight end. I mean, another good tight end. They got Friermuth up there already.
Who?
Friermuth. That's the tight end who started now. Firemuth. He a good tight end too. But we do need my biggest problem that I need that I think for us is that we need to get just another running back. Another backup running back.
Leonard Fournette still on the table.
Nah, I don't want him. You said backup. I want Kareem Hunt.
He's on. Nah, we need a power back. I like Kareem Hunt, but we need a power back.
Kareem Hunt got power,
but he ain't no Jonathan Stewart.
Yeah, see, but he got finesse with his power too, though.
No, I need straight. I want you to run somebody over like Mike Tolbert, embarrass this dude. I need somebody like that.
But Lenny been sitting at home for a while. That's fine. We don't know how big he done got.
That's fine.
No, Lenny, look, I'm not body shaming you, brother. I'm not.
I want my power back to be. I want a mix up between a power back and a fullback. I like the fullback we got, but he ain't no Kyle Juszczyk or Mike Tolbert. I need somebody that's back there that's big, gonna get at least 4 to 6 carries a game, and we can use him when we need like 2 yards. And Lenny Fournette, he could do that. Zeke, he can get us 2 yards.
His fat ass can't get
us. Leave Zeke alone. He can get us 2 yards.
I'm sorry, Zeke.
Like, I don't want no. He ain't. I want a backup running back.
But see, that's one thing. I take Kareem because we not gonna miss. I don't think we will miss a beat when he come in. I don't think he gonna be. Think about him with Nick Chubb. He wasn't the premier back.
But Nick Chubb was the power back though.
They ran the ball more with Chubb more than they did with Kareem.
I mean, because they're a power run first offense.
Yeah, because they know Chubb's
going to. We know the Panthers won't be that, but it's good to have that second option as a power run. Like with A.J. Dillon and, what's his name from Green Bay? A.J. Dillon and.
I know you're talking about. Jones.
Yeah. A.J. Jones. They both are named Aaron Jones. Yeah. Oh, that's what they both are named A.J. Yeah. But, the way they used him was perfect. Like, Aaron Jones being the finesse back or receiving back or whatever, and A.J. Dillon as the power back. Their running game was amazing with that until they just got bad. But
yeah, but see, that's what I think, I feel like nowadays it's not the NFL, the play calling is more wide open. You're not getting
that's why it's so good to have variety.
But I'm saying you want to have somebody. I want my running backs to be versatile. So, with Kareem,
see, I prefer the old school.
Yeah, I understand. See, I like old school football too, but now we gotta realize the. Nobody's playing except for the Browns. Just running down your throat. Just running down your throat. Just running down your throat. Hell, look at the... No.
What they should be playing like, because that's works with them.
No, but... yeah, you're right. They do work with them, but that's not... Like, even... Look at the Giants. They was built around Saquon.
That's the issue, though. You don't build your team around your running back.
But listen. Did you turn around and what happened? Now Danny Dimes is your number one player.
He should be.
I mean, he should be, but because he's the quarterback. But I feel like that's why I feel like that you should have that you don't. You need somebody that's gonna complement your quarterback. And I think being more versatile is better than being a power back, except on pass blocking.
But you also want your backup to complement your starter. Like, that's why it works so well with Jay Stu and D'Angelo Williams. D'Angelo Williams was a starter, and what D'Angelo Williams couldn't do, they had Jonathan Stewart to go do it for him. And then on top of that, Jonathan Stewart could do more.
Yeah, but that's why I think... But that's the thing, Jonathan Stewart was not just a power back, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But with Kareem Hunt, he's not a power back first.
He is.
I don't think so.
I
never saw that.
See what his size is, what his measurables are.
He is 5'11", 201 pounds. It's not that big. It's not that big. Compare it to Ezekiel Elliott, who is 6 feet, 225. I mean, you got Nick Chubb. He's 5'11", 227. So Kareem Hunt need to add at least 20 pounds.
Okay, but okay. How big is Miles Sanders?
Miles Sanders. He's not a power back, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so I expect him to be smaller than Kareem Hunt.
He's 212, 5'11".
Okay. See how big Lenny is. Let's see how big. I'm sorry, Lenny. Let me see what Lenny size is.
He's 228. He's 6 feet tall.
Okay. At 6 feet and 5'11" is not really different. It's not a real difference.
But it's the weight, though. Like, he's 200 pounds where everybody else is 220 up.
Yeah.
Except Dalvin Cook. Ain't he supposed to be a power back?
Nah, Dalvin Cook is a speed back.
Because he's 5'10", 209.
Yeah, he is
speed. I mean, I'll take Dalvin Cook, though.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to say him because I felt like that was being too greedy to have Dalvin Cook and Miles in the backfield. Yeah, because
then you'd have to bench Miles.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. I think I'll take Miles.
I still bench Miles. Because Dalvin Cook, we know he's not going to stay healthy.
I mean, that's the truth now. That is the truth.
He's still going to get his playing time regardless. But he just can't be the starter because somebody better than you here.
So we stuck between Lenny and Zeke.
I'll take Zeke because at least Zeke is loyal. Lenny Fournette, he changes team every year. And he gets mad at the other teams, his teams every year. He does.
No,
he got mad at the Jaguars for no... Well, I ain't going to say he got mad at them for
He been
no
with
reason.
The Bucks for how long?
As long as Tom Brady was there. Yeah. 2 years? Three?
3 years. Almost 4 years.
And now he gone. Why? Well, part of that's because last year he didn't play that good. So.
But he didn't play. But that's the thing is when Lenny showed up to win that Super Bowl, lights out. Then that next year he came a little heavy. Then the year after that, that's when he was done with it. Tom retired on him. Yeah, man. I guess we go with Zeke. I say Kareem. Kareem would be a better option. Bring on Kareem and bring in D-Hop.
That just might be too much firepower.
Yeah. And then you be looking up and we'll be in the playoffs.
See, you can't give Bryce Young too many options to throw to because then he won't know who to throw to.
He's supposed to be Mr. Poise. I don't want to hear it. But he better be able to find those receivers.
If everybody open, whose stats am I going to be patting this time? I know it's just supposed to throw to your first read anyway. It's like if your first read is open, get it to him. But
I think D Hop would be good with, but then D Hop might be like, man, I ain't trying to play with another short quarterback.
It'll be a better short quarterback. Only difference is for some reason Kyler Murray just runs like Speedy Gonzalez. Uh-huh. But other than that, I mean,
I'm gonna tell you, I seen a play. I mean, I was watching a podcast, and they was talking about Bryce Young. And they was saying that if you look at him, he makes he has good pocket presence as far as, being able to pocket mobility. And I watched a couple of plays, and I was like, damn, he is a little shifty in the pocket. But, I've been screaming that I hope that he don't get hit a free run or nobody gets a free run on him. But other than that, I feel like he got a pretty good, decent with pocket mobility.
Honestly, I don't think we'll have, I think everybody's going to get a free run at some point. But I think the good thing about that is, this is why I wanted him. Because I'm like, when Russell Wilson first got here, a lot of people said he was a running quarterback, but he really wasn't. He's a scrambler. Yeah. So he'll run around behind the line of scrimmage all day and wait for somebody to get open. And I can see Bryce Young being able to do that. I don't really want him to go past the line of scrimmage. Mm. But I do believe that he could stand behind that line of scrimmage and run around all day till somebody gets open. So,
I get you that.
I mean, this is why I want him. I got faith in Bryce Young. I think he's going to be pretty good. So I'm not too worried about him. And the offensive line, they've gotten better. Okay. The only thing I am kind of worried about is the off. I am worried about their pass protection just a little bit. Because I just don't know what it's going to be. Last year, the reason why the pass protection looked so good was because they barely passed the ball anyway. So it's easy to look good passing the ball. Or it's easy to not give up sacks when you never pass the ball.
Or you run the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Those screens was killing me, you guys, last year. I'm glad.
They barely worked. It only worked when LaVisca Chenault called him.
Hey, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, they never said anything about your boy getting put up out of here. He just never. They just hired a new offensive coordinator like it was cool. Like,
oh, they didn't fire him or anything. He just had a 1-year deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They ain't even saying that, like, oh.
Because nobody wanted him back. They were getting rid of that whole coaching staff.
The only one they kept was
the offensive line coach, which was the right thing to do because he's a good offensive line coach.
And I think they kept Blackburn, too.
No, yeah, they.
The special team.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Special teams. Yeah. I would say these past 3 years, this is the best special teams I've seen the Panthers have since maybe 2015, I guess. I don't really know. Cause
is it Blackburn? Is it
dude Chase Blackburn?
Because I think it's Chase, the one that we kept.
I believe that's him.
I think it's Chase Blackburn.
Now, I know the one thing the Panthers are going to annoy me with, though, is the fact that there have been so many defensive ends sitting on open market, and they haven't picked up one.
I don't know who the coach is anymore.
He's coach for the Rams.
He don't coach no more?
Coach for the Rams now.
Okay. When did he fucking leave?
I don't know. I thought he was still the special teams coach. But,
I trust the team that the coach, whoever he is, we ain't seen enough on improvement to know who you are.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, the defensive ends. They need to get a defensive end. Yeah. Nick Ngakoue is still out there. Yeah. I mean, he ain't the only option. I think he's the best option, but go get somebody. Get Brian Burns some help because he can't do it by himself.
I think they got a lot of faith in Johnson.
Who?
We got in the second round.
Who?
DJ Johnson.
Who? Don't let me stop. I don't know. Well, I can't put my faith in a rookie. Like, I want to see him play, but Chris Tabor, that's special teams coordinator. I want to see him play, but I just want a vet out there. Somebody that I know is going to be able to, at least in the run game, because that's not Brent's specialty.
I'm going to tell you, on that D-line, we do need some new, but what's the name? I think what they're going to do.
He better leave Derrick Brown alone.
No, I wasn't even about to say. I was about to say, Shy Tuttle is a great addition because, you know, he pushes Derrick Brown.
I forgot about Shy Tuttle.
I see on the little show they got, they were saying basically, I seen a moment he's like, nah man, you do that again. He told Derrick Brown to do it again, do the drill again. He's like what? He was like, man, I ain't like the way you do it. Make it look better or something. And I was like, see, that's what he need. Mm-hmm. He need a vet to tell him like, bro, like
this
I mean,
is why they should have kept K-1 short.
Yeah, he was like, and he then came to him and said, hey man, you can't be Billy Badass and then be upset when somebody say something to you. He was like, nah, I'm good. That's what Derrick was saying. But you could tell, like, the other vets that have been around him ain't been, like, on his ass.
Yeah. I mean, but that's coaching.
Yeah.
Like, because that starts with coaching. And the coaches, they usually tell the vets, like, hey, I can, like, talk all day long. Yeah. But it's never going to go through if you don't go and repeat it for me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to need your help. And I don't think the previous coaching regime did that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we got plenty of reason to believe that, too. Yeah. So, I blame that on Matt Rhule and all his coaches. But now that we got this new coaching staff in, which I've said multiple times, I trust. And I love that Shy Tuttle is here to get on him about stuff like that. Yeah. And this is why I think Derrick Brown is going to be the best defensive tackle we have had since K'Wan Short.
Since K'Wan Short? Yeah. Okay. I thought you was going to be disrespectful.
No. K'Wan Short, in my opinion, K'Wan Short is the best defensive tackle we ever had.
No.
His stats don't prove it is because the last 2 years of his career, he tore his rotator cuff twice, and he has never had a consistent partner. The best he had was Star Latulele, and they got rid of him after 2016, which they were wrong for. They were wrong. Star Latulele was a good partner for them.
He was. But this is the thing. KK was not the best D tackle we ever had.
I know we had Chris Jenkins and all them.
Brinson Buckner. I'm just making sure. I just had to make sure you didn't hear it.
I remember. Well, I ain't going to say I remember them, but I know them.
Yeah, I just had to make sure you throw them out, throw that in there.
But I grew up with KK, though.
So. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love KK. I was in the mindset that, you know, KK was better than Star.
He was.
Star, I don't feel like why we took Star in the first round. We took KK in the second or the third round.
Good thing we got both.
No.
Now, Star, maybe he didn't. As a first-round pick, maybe he wasn't.
He didn't pan out.
He didn't play like a first-round pick, but he still, I'll say he played as a third-round pick.
Yeah,
he was a really good run stuffer. He just couldn't pass rush.
Yeah. I was almost about to disrespect you, Star, but I'm sorry. I'm not. I would never say you was in the same category as number six down in Tampa Bay.
Who was that?
Baker.
Oh.
And I won't put you in the, I won't put you in that category.
Very disrespectful. Don't do that.
Yeah. You was better than that, Star. But I feel like we do need another DN. I will agree with you on that. We do need another DN. I'm trying to think, but I think how they gonna run the. I don't want to give too much away on the pod, but I think that how they gonna do. What's our current DN?
Brian Burns.
I think they're gonna in the 3-4 system. They're just gonna have him blitz on opposite sides every game. Every
still
play.
Need somebody to play on the other side of him, though.
Nah, because what you gonna do? Okay, this is how I feel like this. This is what I think they're gonna do. It's gonna be what's your boy name? Brandon Williams, who we signed number 96. Is it Brandon Williams?
He played. They have Raquan Williams, Deshaun Williams.
Deshaun Williams.
I don't even know who that is.
He number 96. He a DN. He from Clemson.
Is he a rookie?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's 30.
Nah, he played for the Broncos.
Oh, well, I really don't like him.
But I think they're going to put him. This is the line, I think. And I think it's going to be him, Shy Tuttle, and Derrick Brown. And I think basically it's going to switch. Mm. It's going to flop. It's going to whoever.
But then that's three different tackles on the field.
But you know we run a 3-4 this year.
I mean, his position might say defensive end, but that don't mean he's like, just because they changed the defensive scheme and his position name changed, that doesn't necessarily mean he's not a defensive tackle.
Who you
Deshaun, because he's a defensive tackle, but he'll be playing as a defensive end under a 3-4 scheme.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's going to be the DN.
But that's three defensive tackles on the field.
Okay, and you got four linebackers.
I want two defensive ends.
Because think about how much space that's going to eat up with Brian Burns coming off the edge on either side. You don't know which side he's going to come.
Brian Burns will be the fourth linebacker, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So we go. I don't feel comfortable with three defensive tackles on the field at one time.
But you get in a position. You thinking about the position when you play on the D line, D end, the D line, all them play. You
D
all
tackle
play.
Is different than D.
No, line. No, it's it not. Is. You both on when you on the D line. When I know when I played D line, it was first thing was going there and fuck shit up. That was your main objective. Yeah. So it don't matter whether that's you the DN or the D tackle, you there to fuck shit up. You there to mess up the flow of the offense. So.
But would you really put Vince Wilfork on a defense on the edge?
Yeah, Vince had speed. I'm not saying he had wide receiver speed or that, but he had speed.
I'm leaving him strictly in the middle, like don't.
Yeah, you want him to eat up space, but just think about you want him to eat up space. I mean, well, you want. It's not just about eating up space in the middle of the field. You got to eat up space everywhere.
That's true, but I don't want him going out. Any further than the three technique.
It ain't like your boy Derrick Brown slow.
He ain't, but he.
So you and they could be put. They could use him
directly
at the end.
In the middle. They could be. He has. I think he's the strongest one up there. He has the like I want him to be play exactly like Starla Tulalake, because I know he's not a pass rusher. So just eat up blocks, stop the run, and on passing plays, just they're probably going to double team you anyway. So just push those guys back, force the quarterback to go outside, so then they can he'll get lit up by Brian Burns. Or this is why I want a different, an actual defensive end on the other outside, so we can have somebody that be quick enough to get there.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm saying, okay, look. Basically, a 4-3 to me is if it basically falls in the same line as a 5-2.
Yeah, but 5-2, you're really selling out against the run, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But it basically, if you look at the gap and the spacing, it's all basically the same. Except for the linebackers are stepped back.
Yeah.
But it's basically the same. So I feel like, that's why I feel like it's going to be, they're going to flop Brian Burns, flip them side to side.
I think that's a good idea. They should do that.
And basically you got Shaq. What's your boy name? Shaq. Louvu. Who else?
Those are only two linebackers I know the team has. But we also have a linebacker problem.
Yeah, we do. But really, this year ain't no linebackers out there to pick up.
Well, DJ Johnson is considered as a linebacker now. Okay. So, but Frankie and Shaq, they'll be playing like regular linebackers. Yeah. They won't really be pass rushing. Although both of them can do that, but they can't use them for that because they got other guys. And then they're really the only two linebackers we have, unless they do what everybody's been asking them to do and move Jeremy Chinn down to linebacker.
Well, they said they was going to do that.
Yeah, I think they need to play him.
They said he's going to be the nickel this year.
I was just about to say, when I was in high school, that's kind of how we played 3-4. And that's pretty much how we played. We had two middle linebackers, two outside backers. One of them lined up on the line of scrimmage, while the other one was off like 2 or 3 yards.
Not all the time.
Yeah. Some, if there was a receiver out his way, like a second receiver, he'd go cover them. But if not, he'd pretty much either play the tight end or play the running back, while the other one was blitzing. So we'd have four guys rushing the quarterback.
Just protect the outside, or basically.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm like, play Jeremy Chinn that way. Yeah. So then we technically have three linebackers. It'll still be four linebackers, but we'll have three real linebackers out there while you got your fourth one pass rushing. Yeah. And I think that's exactly how they need to play Jeremy Chinn. Don't let him play safety no more. We got Von Bell and Xavier Woods.
Yeah. I forgot about Xavier Woods, and I really liked Zay. Mm-hmm. He was the only one actually last year that was actually making noise, telling everybody else, "Hey man, we gotta keep it together." Every time you seen him, he was telling the team like, "Hey, pump it up!" Like, I think him and Brian Burns is right now. Going to really make a difference this year.
I mean, Brian Burns and Xavier Woods, or
yeah.
That's if they let Xavier Woods start at safety. And Von Bell, he's more of a strong safety, ain't he?
So it's just man, I'm telling you, I'm more excited about this year than I was last year. And you know, last year I drunk the Kool-Aid let me because it was an asterisk beside it. I started drinking the Kool-Aid once Steve Wilkes took over.
No, you drank it before the season started. Go back and listen to the podcast, because you was like, yeah, the Panthers going to be good this year. They win a division. I think I said it too, but I didn't put as much faith in them as you did.
I'm telling you, I remember faintly thinking that they was going to be good at the beginning of the season. But once Steve Wilkes took over, I drunk the Kool-Aid. And I can admit that I drunk the Kool-Aid.
At that point, you had a reason to.
I was swimming in the Kool-Aid at that moment. And I was drunk off all I was drunk off this off the I was just that moment that of Matt Rhule being fired and Steve Wilkes coming in. I was just, why not take a glass of this Kool-Aid?
Well, this time you only get half a glass. Okay.
I'm only gonna be a half a class this year. But I'm gonna be honest with you. With the staff that we've built, I'm sipping on it right now. I'm sipping the Kool-Aid already. I don't know how many glasses I'm in, but right now,
I'm telling you, slow it down. You've had too many.
Man, we got the staff. Like, we look at the staff that they built, they put together. Everybody in that staff is how can I put it? Like, I know you remember you sent me that shot or that video of Deuce Staley. Mm-hmm. And he was saying he's gonna be a coach soon. He's gonna be a head coach soon. Man, go look at Van Jefferson's dad. He gonna be a coach soon, something up the high rank soon too. Like, all of them just like he was telling, I was watching it watching something, he was saying, I'm competitive. Like, he's like, it's a lot of people got the skills. That's what he was telling Terrence Marshall. He's like, a lot of people got skills, but it's your mindset, it's mentality. It's what takes you over the top. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's a lot of people out here with skills, but when you got the mindset and the mentality that you want, that I'm gonna be better than the next, then that's when you really take over. And I was like, damn. I think I like Coach Jefferson too. Mm-hmm. I like him too. So I mean, I just feel like, you know, I keep on looking at this season, and I'm like, how do you feel like we're going to do? But at the same time, I already feel like we're going to win the division.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I feel like we're going to win the division this year. But
see, I think the difference between me and you is you think they're going to win the division because they're good enough. I think they're going to win the division because everybody else ain't good enough.
But and that's back to me sipping my Kool-Aid that I think that we're going to, however it's going to rock. We're gonna be, and I'm not even saying. When I say I'm drinking the Kool-Aid too, I ain't gonna say this year with the Kool-Aid I'm drinking. This Kool-Aid might have a little less sugar in it this year, because what I'm thinking is, I just want to quench my thirst. Just quench my thirst. Be competitive. That's it. That's all I want to be. Yeah. Don't be out there doing foolishness like Matt Rhule.
Don't look like they did last year against the 49ers.
Yeah. Don't look like the Bengals game. Oof.
That game pissed me off.
So, I had, and that was in Steve Wilkes' era. Mm-hmm. I apologize, Steve.
I don't even know what happened that day.
I don't know. They was in partying in Cincinnati. That's what they was doing. They was partying.
They were drunk.
So I'm just saying, like, I just wanted to be competitive. I'm not looking for us to go. You know, of course, I'm always willing to go to a Super Bowl.
Of course.
But I'm not saying I'm looking for a Super Bowl. I'm just expecting us to be competitive, competent coaching, better than where we've been in the last three, four years.
See, I see somewhere between 9 and 11 wins. And I think it'll be similar to last year where it'll come down to the very end where you got to beat this one team in your division in order to win the division. And I think that team will be either Atlanta or the Saints, but probably the Saints. And, I mean, that would be lovely to beat them to take the division. But I don't I just don't expect it to be nothing amazing. And at this point, really all I expect is, like you said, to be competitive so next year we can have a reason to believe that they might actually be a playoff contender, like before the season even starts. Because right now, I think it's too early, or I just don't think it's the right mindset to expect playoffs, but I am hoping for that, and I'm hoping that they are a competitive team. I'm sick of watching them get blown out, or I'm sick of our offense going out on the field and looking like it's hard to get 5 yards, where everybody else, like, getting 20 yards is light work for them.
I'm going to be honest with you. We should have kept Sam Darnold.
No.
We should have kept Sam.
No.
Kept Sammy D. Brought in Bryce. Let Bryce sit down for a year.
No. What they should be doing is starting Matt Corral this year. Let Bryce sit down for a year.
No disrespect. I'm not laughing at you, Matt. Because I feel like that you are a great...
Quarterback.
Quarterback. I mean, words put in my mouth, words put out of my mouth.
I didn't say great. You said great.
I was about to say you are a great example of perseverance to get to the league. That's what I was going to initially say. Mm-hmm. But this is a business, and they took Bryce in the first. Bryce got picked in the first round, and Matt got picked in the third round. So we're not going to sit no third round. I mean, no first rounder for a third rounder. No disrespect, like I said, no disrespect included to that.
But I just want Matt Corral to get the opportunity to play because he didn't get an opportunity last year.
Our last third round of the quarterback was who? Will Greer.
They shouldn't have picked him. I don't even know why they did that. Oh my gosh! Like, and this is nothing against him. It was just, why did you pick a quarterback in that at that point?
At that position. Like, I mean, that was third round. Well, I said third round, 100 pick, same pick.
Like, and it was 2018. Like, Cam hadn't even gotten injured yet. Yeah. So I'm like, why are you picking him? Like, we just came off of a playoff run the year before, and you pick a quarterback. What for?
That was just as bad as Green Bay picking Jordan Love.
Yeah. Hey, that was so disrespectful.
Yeah. And Matt, only thing Matt Herney could say was, you know, he's such a great quarterback. It's something about it. In the third round? Nah. You should have waited till at least the fifth. And I'm being generous because, Will, boy, you ain't last in the league once you left the Panthers but for a hot second.
No, I think he's still back up for Dallas.
Nah, he don't play. He don't work. For, I mean, I don't think he out of Dallas. Cause Rush is in Dallas now.
Yeah, but he was like the third string though. He was never their second string. Yeah, he's still back up for Dallas.
He on the practice squad. Excuse me, Will. You still in there? Hold it down, player. Now, cause you know we got mad love for you from Charlotte. So, from the 704, you from Cornelius. So, that's basically Charlotte.
Well, unfortunately, no other news have come out while we were talking. So, you got anything else you
want to talk about? I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's all we got for you today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey, and always it's Tar Heel Nation. Let's ride. Laker Nation, let's ride.
I thought we was going to end the podcast, so I'm good today. This is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.